Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're about to be joined here, as we promised, on WEEI Afternoons by Kevin Stevens and his sister, Kelly. The Power Forward Foundation has their gala this week. Tomorrow night, actually, Thursday night at the Seaport Hotel. You can go to the powerforward25.com website for more information. How are you guys doing? You made it.
Oh, we made it.
Ted gave you bad direction. Let's just blame
my
Ted.
Fault. It's Ted's fault.
When anything goes bad on the show, I blame Ted.
Blame me. I apologize, guys. But you made it. We're good. It's all good. Thank you for making the effort. But you know what I wanted to do, Kevin? We're with Kevin Stevens and his awesome sister, Kelly. And they have an event tomorrow night. The Power Forward Gala tomorrow at the Seaport Hotel. And it's for a great, great cause. And it's a cause that Kevin and I have shared experience in. We both have had our struggles with addiction and just all the things that come with it. And Kelly, being Kevin's sister, it's a family. It affects the whole family.
Yes,
right?
It does.
And so, and then getting sober takes the family and a team to get sober, right? And as you know. But what I'd like to do before we ask questions is just kind of give the folks a recap of what Kevin Stevens is all about and what he's accomplished. So just, I know,
ready?
This is hard for you, Kevin, so just bear with me, okay? But this is the resume of one Kevin Stevens that we have here in our studio. He was a standout athlete at Silver Lake Regional High School there in Kingston. He could have played baseball, apparently, but he couldn't hit the curveball, much like Pedro Serrano. Couldn't hit the curveball, but a two-time All-American, went to Boston College, drafted by the LA Kings in 1983, and then traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins, where he played left wing alongside Mario Lemieux. Two Stanley Cup trophies back-to-back in 1991 and 1992, widely considered the best power forward in the game, played in the 1987 national team, played in the 1988 Olympic team, played 15 years in the National Hockey League, was awarded Silver Lake High School Hall of Fame, the Massachusetts Hall of Fame, the BC Hall of Fame, and recently inducted into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. That is Kevin Stevens, and that is the player that we have in front of us. But welcome in, guys. It's good
Thank
to see you.
You left
you
one
doing?
Out, actually. Can I add
go,
one more?
Go, I missed something.
I believe it's October 25th. You'll be inducted into the Penguins Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Penguins.
You missed a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they just reopened. That just happened. They kind of reopened that one.
And Kevin is currently a scout for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But let's get into kind of why you guys are here. Kelly, you started this. When did you guys start this foundation, the Power Forward Foundation?
We got the 501c3 nonprofit in 2018.
Okay.
So when Kevin got sober, I had just retired from biotech, and he said, "Hey, Kel, will you help me? I want to give back." And I said, "Sure." So we started a 501c3 here in the Commonwealth, and now I work 100 hours a week for free. It's the best job I ever had in my life, seriously. And that's how we got started, and Kevin had some good ideas about what he wanted to do. So we put together, we're all volunteers, we put together a volunteer team, and we are doing great work.
I know, I've been to your golf tournaments the last couple, and it's the best golf tournament ever, because there's, you know what it is? There's food everywhere.
Yeah.
Hot dogs everywhere. Kevin's smart. But Kevin, for you to want to give back, I remember when I was in my addiction, because when you're in your addiction, you just take, and you just drain, and it has to feel very good and satisfying for you to give back after years of maybe, you know, taking, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. It was, Teddy, you know how it is. It's very hard to get sober. It's very hard to stay sober. I think that's, you know, a lot of people can get sober. But staying sober and working hard after that is the key. And I think that's the biggest thing. And what this kind of has brought to me, it gives me like kind of another purpose. You know, hockey's always been my love, and I love working in hockey. But this is different. You know, we help people save their lives. You know, this is a life and death type of thing. And just lucky enough, my sister had the time like to do this stuff, because you know as much as I know, I show up like most of us do. You know, so it's but you know, I just thought. The best thing, how this all started, was like we're trying to think what we wanted to do, and I think what we do is we have sober house. We help people in sober houses. So when guys go to treatment or gals go to treatment, where are they going to go afterwards? It's always, when I was in treatment, people always talked about, you know, what's next? How can I, you know, mm-hmm. I can't go back to where I was. If I go back to where I was, I'm going to be right back in here again, right. You know? So we give them the opportunity to get into sober houses, give them 4 to 6 weeks of housing, to kind of further life. I thought that was like a real important time in people's sobriety, and it's worked out really well. We've helped a lot of people, a lot of success stories. It's always nice to see people, you know, use the scholarships and where they've gone. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great thing, and my sister's been really a big part of it. She is not in recovery, so that even, yeah, you know, that's a big thing, you know, for someone to step up like that and help.
I wanted to ask you guys, so reading about the Power Forward Foundation, three pillars, education, empowerment, innovation, and the first thing that jumped off the page to me is addiction is a disease, one that can be prevented. And I think that's something I've never really heard about before. You think of treating it, like, oh, that person has a problem, now they have to treat it.
Yeah. Right.
Can you talk a little bit about the idea of preventing?
Sure. I think Kevin has really got a great story, and when he speaks to students, which he does a lot, he'll talk about that. He'll say, guys, don't even fool around with it, because, A, you could die with fentanyl and all of the things that are out there now. And B, if you don't do it, then you don't have to worry. You don't know if you have... There's a genetic component. We all know that. So you don't know if you're going to activate it. You don't know if you have it. So the education pillar is really important, and Kevin shares his story.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing is the education, because... You know, you're not going to rush your way out of this thing. Nothing, it's just too strong a thing. So you don't really want to get yourself tied up to this. I was 28 years old. I never did a drug in my life. I decided one night I was going to try cocaine in New York. And I made basically a 20-30 second decision. You know, should I do this thing? I had no idea what addiction was. No, nothing. I never did any drug. Never did any of it. And I did that. And it changed the path of my life for the next 24 years. Things changed, you know. It activated that gene. So, so we all know once that happens, it's tough to get that thing back in the head again, you know. And but it's a day at a time, and we try to do the best we can to help people, and that's all we can do is just, you know, the best thing about my story, I just have to tell the truth, Teddy. You know, that's the best thing. I don't have to think about anything. There's no motivational speaking.
Yeah.
No, not this. What happened to me?
This is my story.
Might not happen to you. But this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
So Kevin Stevens, his sister Kelly from the Power Forward Foundation here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get more of Kevin's story about their gala tomorrow night. We'll give you the website, all that information up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, very fortunate to be joined by NHL legend Kevin Stevens, his sister Kelly, representing his Power Forward Foundation. They have their gala tomorrow night at the Seaport. If you want information on the foundation or really anything we're talking about here, you can go to powerforward25.com. So, Kevin, you were just talking about your experiences during the break there a little bit. And I wanted you to expand on this idea of just don't start it. Just don't try it. Like, why did you do it the first time? Do you even know?
Yeah, no, I don't. That's a good question because it was in New York City. We just played the Rangers. I went the same guys all the time. We go out to dinner and stuff. And we were there just having a couple of beers, talking about the game. Like, we had a great nucleus of guys and great teammates. And I really don't know. That's a big question. Why did it? But why I did? Because I didn't think it was going to affect me the way. I thought I was going to do it. Get on the bus the next day, go play hockey, and life would go on. I had no clue that. And that's the scary thing about it. People that have not tried it, why try it? Like, why? Yeah. I went through 25 years of hell. You know, I had it, and I battled. I went treatment after treatment, got sober, couldn't stay sober. All the things that happen to the person, when you look at the person down the side of the street, I battled the same thing. I was just trying to play hockey doing it.
Right.
And it was a terrible experience. It was a very hard thing to do. And all I can say is and nowadays it's life or death. Back then we had a second chance. But now we hear so many stories, and especially in the sobriety world, that people are just dying and dying. And it's just really, really, really got to think it through. I have three older kids that are in that 20s height, that they really, really can't make a bad decision. You can't go out one night and make that bad decision because
maybe it's it unlocks something, a genetically that it was dormant before, and then you did. And I tell addicts that sometimes, not always, relapse can happen.
Yeah.
And all that work you've done, and then you get sober for a long time, and then you have a relapse, a life event, life happens. Don't make one bad night of decisions turn into the next 5 years. Yeah. Like, just get back on track. So a lot of us think there's shame. You know what? And so it's black and white thinking, and you just, if I'm gonna do this again, I'm gonna keep doing it. As opposed to, you had a bad weekend or a bad night, just get back on track, right?
Yeah, so important. That's huge, because the shame and the guilt that comes with this disease is brutal. So that's one of the things, and everybody gets scared of it. But it is so important to get back to your routine and get back to people and be with positive people. Most of the times when you get stuck in this disease, you're hanging around with negative people that that aren't really too good for the human society all the time. But when you're in recovery, there's so many good people that help you. And we all know, like, when you're in recovery, I know relapse. This disease is hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to stay sober a day. You have to kind of, you really got to want it. You can't be in with half a foot, one in, one out. Say, I'll try to stay sober. It's not going to work. You got to get in it, and you got to say, okay, I'm going to stay sober day at a time, and life will be good.
There's a lot of people that are dealing with addicts for their first time. They don't understand the disease part.
Right.
It's like any other disease. And you go, what? No, it's a willpower thing. Like, you can just stop whenever you want. It's
not a choice.
And it's,
that's right.
And it's not that at all. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
Coming from a science background, I knew that Kevin was a good man with a bad disease, a very complex brain disease. And people don't realize that. So, the stigma of it is part of our mission, is to remove the stigma of addiction. And that's why I'm so proud of Kevin, because he's out there telling his story, sharing his story, and a lot of people won't do that for the shame of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get over that, because if we can't talk about it, we can't help you.
That's right.
And we want to help you.
Kelly, you're obviously supporting him in a very dramatic way.
Yes.
Forward thinking. I'm going to ask you a question here. It's a little bit personal.
Sure.
You're a family member.
Yes.
You were alongside in some form or fashion for the ride, the downs and the ups.
Right.
How do family members play a positive role? How do they best support their addict relative?
Well, I always looked beyond what I could see, because I knew Kevin was there. And I would say, okay, keep loving him unconditionally, get the help that we need, get my mom and dad to some of the resources that are available, like Learn to Cope, for example, or Al-Anon to learn about the disease, because knowledge is power, mm-hmm. and you're able to deal with it better, and you're able to help. I would never give up on Kevin. I never gave up on Kevin. And, you know, my mom and dad struggled because they were older, and they're like, oh, come on, Kev, just stop.
Right.
That's hard. It's that's a family tough. Disease. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard on the family. Like, it's really, right. really hard on the family. It's hard to family. You know, now that I'm sober for a while, we see it, you realize how many people you really hurt. You don't, when you're in the addiction yeah. part of it, you don't see it. You know, you think you just, you know, you're out having a good time, you're not hurting people, but
right.
you really are, and you're hurting a lot of people, and that's the biggest thing, is that it destroys families.
The kind of life to stay sober, I'm guessing it's very diligent. You got to be yeah. disciplined. You got to take care of yourself. You got to, you know, I don't do meetings anymore, yeah. but my meetings are replaced by workouts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if I'm not working out, then chances are I'm yeah. doing something I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Are there things like that in your life that yeah. you do to keep yourself
yeah,
on track?
It's true. The mental part, you know, like you said, like if you're not, you know, it's a mental disease, you know, it helps so much to work out and to do different things. But for me, I have a group of friends that basically I go to meetings. We call them meetings, but it's probably 15 or 20 guys that have been doing it for the last 8 years with the same guys, you know. So
just being real, being honest.
Yeah, honest, same yeah. group of guys. You know, bring some newcomers will come in once in a while, but it's basically the guys I got sober with. It's about 20 of us
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, we meet on Wednesdays. I mean, we meet Saturday mornings and Wednesday mornings, you know. So it keeps you accountable. I think that's a big thing, is to be yes, accountable yeah. to other people that are trying to do the same thing we're doing, you know. Then the workouts and all that stuff is important, because, you know, you want to have a routine. We've always had routines, yeah. right? I've always been on a routine, and it's very important that I stay on a routine and a schedule, and that's what I try to do every day.
And don't isolate, right?
Yeah, don't isolate.
When people don't hear from me, that's a sign.
That's a problem.
Isolation is that's part of the disease, right? It's like you have to be. It wants to be by ourselves too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You don't want anybody to see.
No,
you like
I don't
that.
Want to see. No, nothing. I don't want to see yeah. anything. But it's accountability, and if you're trying to be with people that are trying to do the same thing you're doing, yeah. you know, you don't want to hang around these places where you can get your head bitten off a little
right.
bit, you know.
And so you got to plan for success, and
yeah.
don't put yourself, you know, yeah. in situations that you know yeah. or could be precarious.
Yeah,
right?
And that's mm-hmm. that's the most important. I've had a routine now since I've been sober, and it's working. So I'm like, why change it? You know, I like to stay busy. You know, yeah. I don't like to, like, you know, I don't want to be sitting around watching TV in the middle of the afternoon. But I try to stay busy and do the best I can to stay busy and just keep my mind going the right thing. Now, it's got easier, you know. It's been 10 years, whatever it's been. It's got a lot easier, and I kind of live this way now. I don't have to think about it as
right.
much, you know.
Right.
So like, I don't think about if I go out with a bunch of people, I don't have to worry about it, because I don't even really think about that. You
that's
know,
awesome.
I had times where I didn't. I'll tell you that. It took a while, yeah. Teddy. You know, it takes a while to get to that point, but it's been good. The foundation's been good. My sister's been great, you know, helping out and. Pretty much running the whole show, pretty yeah. much. No, my helping out.
Like, air quotes there.
Yeah.
It is. It's impressive to watch her work. Do you want to send yeah. people to the website?
Yeah, yeah, you can. If you want more information, you can go to Power Forward 25, the Seaport.
Right.
And you're also honoring Marty Walsh, former
yes.
Boston mayor, who's now the NHLPA head. Tell them what's going to happen tomorrow night, but if they want to help out, get involved, what else can
sure.
they do? How can they help out?
If they want to get involved and help out, you know, they can still go to our website, powerforward25.com. We always need people to support us.
Yep.
Obviously, we're trying to raise money tomorrow. That's the goal. We want people to become more aware of what's going on with Power Forward and how we can help. So if people need help that are listening, or they have a family member that's struggling, they can go to contact@powerforward25.com. I get that email, and we will guarantee that we're going to answer them and we're going to help them navigate, because it's not easy.
Mm.
But we're here. We're, you know, a resource, and we hold people accountable, which I think is a big, big factor in the success rate of Power Forward.
The auction items are on there, too, on our website.
Oh good, Kev.
Got some good auction items?
Yeah, we got some good
yeah.
auction items.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now you're helping her out.
I know.
Did I see one of them is golf with Gretzky?
Yeah, that's one. We've done that one a couple of times. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Gretzky. What about golf with you? I read in the bio you're one of three guys that has outscored Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, but anybody can play with me. You can't. It's tough to get to that 99.
All right, hold on real quick. I got our boy Scooter told me to ask you if Peter Sabota is coming from is he coming from the Canadians?
He loves that one. A little guy got on top of me and was taking it to me. He loves that one.
Go little guys. Little guys out there. All right, Kevin Stevens, Kelly, we appreciate you guys stopping by. Good luck with the gala.
Thank you.
If you want any more information, go to powerforward25.com. Whether you want to help out or you need help, the website can point you in the right direction. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the drive.
Good seeing you guys. Yeah. See you tomorrow night.
Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.